ते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter number 20, and Text number 8, The Rainy Season and the Autumn. These are the descriptions from Srimad Bhagavatam that inspired Srila Prabhupada to put up in the light of Bhagavatam about the nature and the beauty, what it conveys in our daily life, how do we have to understand. So Srila Prabhupada gives elaborate purports, that these purports are live, they do not simply become allegory. They become very practical to understand. So this verse today is describing Nishamukheshu खद्योताः तमसा भान्ति न ग्रहाः यथा पापेन पाषण्डाः न हि वेदाः कलियुगे निशामुखेषु खाद्योताः तामसा भान्ति न ग्रहाः यथा पापेन पाषण्डाः न हि वेदाः कलौ युगे निशामुखेषु खाद्योताः तामसा भान्ति न ग्रहा यथा पापेन पाषण्डा न हि वेदाः कलौ युगे निशामुखेषु खाद्योताः तामसा भान्ति न ग्रहा यथा पापेन पाषण्डा न हि वेदाः खलौ युगे Nishamukheshu. During the movements of evening twilight. Khadyotah, the glowworms. Tamasah, because of the darkness. Bhanti, shine. Na, not. Grahaha, the planets. Yatha, as. papena, because of sinful activities. Pashandaha, the atheistic doctrines, na and not. He certainly Vedaha, the Vedas, Kalavyuge, in the age of Kali. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is, oh, the disciples of Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the evening twilight during the rainy season, the darkness allowed the glow worms, but not the stars, to shine forth. Just as in the age of Kali, the predominance of sinful activities allows atheistic doctrines to overshadow the true knowledge of the Vedas. Srila Prabhupada comments as follows. During the rainy season in the evening, there are many glowworms visible about the tops of trees, hither and thither, and they glitter just like lights. But the luminaries of the sky, the stars, the moon, are not visible. Similarly, in the age of Kali, persons who are atheistic or miscreants become very prominently visible. Whereas persons who are actually following the Vedic principles for spiritual emancipation are practically obscured. This age, Kali Yuga, is compared to the cloudy season of the living entities. In this age, real knowledge is covered by the influence of material advancement of civilization. The cheap mental speculators, atheists, and manufacturers of so-called religious principles become prominent like the glowworms, whereas the persons strictly following the Vedic principles or scriptural injunctions become covered by the clouds of this age. People should learn to take advantage of the actual luminaries of the sky, the sun, moon, and stars, instead of the glowworm's light. Actually, the glowworms cannot give any light in the darkness of night. As the clouds sometimes clear, even in the rainy season, and the moon, the stars, and suns become visible, so even in this Kali Yuga, there are sometimes advantages. The Vedic movement of Lord Chaitanya, the distribution of chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is understood in this way. People seriously anxious to find real life should take advantage of this movement instead of looking towards the so-called light of mental speculators and atheists. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshulmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nishamukheshu khadyostas tamasa bhanti na graha Yatha papena pashanda nahi vedaha kalavyuge. Srila Prabhupada says in this Kali Yuga, the real Vedic knowledge becomes obscured by the rise of the Pashandis. In Padma Purana, the Pashandis are described as Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Devatam Samatvena Vikheta Sa Pakhandi Bhavidruam. That if somebody considers Lord Vishnu, Narayan, to be equal to Brahma Rudradi Devatam, all the demigods, starting from Brahma, Rudra, Ityadi. So equating, which becomes our second offense in the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. These people consider everything is equal. So, like Narayan, they are also identical or equal or similar. They are one. So, Brahma Rudradi Devatam Samatvena Vikheta. Samatva means on the equal platform. Vikheta, if they describe or if they believe or if they follow them, then they are surely called Pakhandis, Pashand. In other words, they have become hypocrites. A hypocrite is unable to understand his own mentality. Why? Because he is not congruent either in thinking pattern, willing pattern, or executing through the body. He becomes controversial in three aspects of his expression of his existence. He hides something, but he becomes agreeable in order to keep his status quo as a learned man. So, there is a predominant rise of those who are virtually irreligious. They follow some kind of belief system, but they cannot make any meaning out of their belief system or talks or even behavior. So they are called Pakhandis. So the rise of Pashandas will be there in Kali Yuga. These Pashandas actually are like glowworms. They cannot shine the transcendental effulgence because they are simply hovering in the cloudness or ignorance imposed by the modes of material nature. They cannot come out. But yet, they become prominent. And why they become prominent? Because the comparison is here given to this rainy season, that sometimes in the evening when glowworms are coming out from the grounds and they start twinkling, but actually they cannot shed enough light even to show us path. Instead of taking help from the Vedas, the Vedas are illuminating absolute truth. And this absolute truth is achieved by concluding aspect of Vedas. Not in the flowery language, but of execution of the Vedic principle, one becomes enlightened. So Vedas themselves are like luminaries. Luminaries sometimes are coming, even though there is rainy cloud. In the morning, sometimes, you know, the sun is also shining, but some drizzles of rain also come. So similarly, there are more chances that if we take advantage of the daylight, the luminary, the sun, the moon, even though much more of the sky is surrounded by cloudness, we should not go after the glowworms. Rather, we should take the advantage of the luminaries. And we are naturally inclined to utilize, say, daylight saving time is another thing. Daylight saving time is imposed because to take advantage of the luminaries, right? So similarly, by nature's arrangement, the luminary will be there. Sometimes we call every cloud has a silver lining in it. And Radha and Krishna are always compared to this allegory of the Krishna is Ghanashyam. He is too difficult to be seen by ordinary vision. But Radharani is called Tadit, lightning. She is showing her mercy, and then for that moment at least we can get the glimpse of Krishna. We can see the cloud also. So without mercy of Radharani, one cannot have Lord Krishna. They can't even see how Lord Krishna has to be seen. So, Srila Prabhupada is telling that in this Kali Yuga, the Vedic movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the distribution of chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, either by mind, words and activities, will prove fruitful, because such activities are non-different from each other. Book distribution is non-different than chanting Hare Krishna. Or serving Lord Krishna in the temple in any capacity is also non-different. Because mercy of Radharani will be there at the lightning. Or we get enlightened by performing devotional service. So, people who are seriously anxious to find the real life should take advantage of this movement instead of looking towards the so-called light of mental speculators and atheists. Even though they may be on the rise, by their comparison, our movement may be very insignificant, almost non-existent, because many do not know yet. But nonetheless, the impact is so great that nobody is going to be spared. The lightning will be spread all over the three worlds that has been predicted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, why should one take the advantage of this movement? People argue many a times. Then we can compare that, do you get any guidance from the glowworm? Do you get any encouragement from the glowworm? Glowworm's light is simply limited for its own sake. And generally, it is used to attract the female glowworm. So, there goes. Whatever the knowledge or propagation of it that they may be doing, like art of living, all these different organizations that pop up, they remain completely unenlightened about the pure devotional service of Radha and Krishna. They may believe, but they are pakhandis. They are pakhandis. A devotee is not a pakhandi. A devotee is not a pakhandi. Even in I think third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is describing a hypocrite, one who hankers the desires of sense enjoyment within the mind, but externally abstaining from it. He is called a pakhandi. Let me see. This is in fourth chapter, I guess. Maybe fifth. Anybody remembers this particular verse? Krishna is telling that one who harbors within himself the desire for sense gratification, but externally abstaining, is a hypocrite. 3.5. Not 3.5. There's another verse similar to that. Karmendriyani sanyamya yaste manasasmaran indriyarthan vimudhatma mithyachar sa uchyate. One who restrains the senses of action, but whose mind dwells on the sense object, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. Pretender, mithyachar, that is equivalent to a pashandi. One who simply believes within but not act accordingly, that is also pashandi. Because it is not coming on the platform of practicality. First we intend to desire. Then such desires will be coming out in the form of words. And then it should also manifest in actions. So these are the three expressions of our existence. Manasa vacha karmana. Through mind, through words, and the action. So anything that we intend to do should be coming in the manifestation of activity. So just like Vaishnava Shishtachar or the Vaishnava etiquette. Vaishnava etiquette is actually the fruit of our maturity of executing devotional service. It can be simultaneously expected that we behave in certain norm, but the maturity will come So the idea is that till then, at certain degree, we remain hypocrites. We believe something, but we are unable to execute on that level. So then a lot of anomalies are coming. Rather, purificatory process, which is starting from chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. If that is the only means of our cleansing out all the anarthas, or our weaknesses of the heart, or our so-called desires of profit, adoration and distinction, then they should be also purified. Not that I should harbor. So the idea is that the impression of this Kali Yuga is deep down also ingrained. It is to be removed through introspection, that what am I speaking? Is it according to my mind's desire, or am I acting also in accordance to it? So then our congruity in execution of devotional service will be achieved. But many a times, because of the influence of the glowworm type of mentality, you know, we also fail. But devotees are nonetheless, because they are rising above by introspection, by maturity of their devotional service, they are taking the help of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, they will be sure benefited. Surely. So, therefore, there is every hope that we will gain the desired result. We do not go after the mental speculators. Srila Prabhupada has given us enough. But we have to use every instruction as a meditative process. So that will help us to get enlightenment. Here, I do not see this is only an allegory. Neither an allegory which is also very impersonal. It is not personal. It's a comparison of the absolute truth or the process of pure devotional service that will demand us to become more and more mature. We have to be guided all the time by the luminaries, the Vedic conclusions. And Srila Prabhupada is anticipating that that is his meaning to establish the movement. This is pretty important to understand, and it's not simply an allegory. Bhagavatam is not interested only in allegorizing, but what do we understand and making not virtual but factual experience. So chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra should be understood in this way, Srila Prabhupada says. Should be understood in this way, that it will remove all the anomalies of Kali Yuga. And that was the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the only good virtue, otherwise everything is bad. Kalav dosha nidhe rajan asti eko madguna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangam param prajayat. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, we can cross over the ocean of material birth and death. and go back home, back to Godhead. Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any question? Yep. All right.
Thank you, Maharaj, for your talk. I have a question. You were saying about how, and I agree that, you know, to a certain degree, you know, we're hypocrites, we're not following, so we can be considered hypocrites. So yesterday, Bhakti Nityananda Maharaj was here, and he was saying, in answer to a question about how we shouldn't always just think we're so fallen, but he was suggesting that that attitude doesn't help us progress. So how best do we progress? I mean, granted, we are hypocrite because we're not following completely. But how best should our attitude be, positive or negative, about our situation?
Both are identical, let me tell you. How? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us that we should become humbler than the blade of grass. So to consider ourselves hypocrites, it is humbling experience. But at the same time, Krishna is advising Arjuna, "Hey Arjuna, you think you are the most sinful of all? Don't underestimate my mercy. Sarvajnana plavenam cha brijinam santarishyasi. Api chedasi papebhya sarva papebhya grittama." If you think you are the most fallen of the all fallens, sinful activity, person, don't think. By my mercy you will be easily able to cross over. Don't underestimate. Krishna is called Sarvajnana. Whatever he tells about himself, to know that, it is enough. Because we will be able to know everything from that. Prabhupada quotes this verse, Kasmin bhagavo yasmin vigyatam sarvamevam vigyatam bhavanti. So the knowledge is there. Surely we will be able to achieve. Sooner or later. Prabhupada is telling, sooner is better. Because why to take risk for taking another life? So we can see, Maharaj was telling one aspect of it. I'm telling, there's another aspect. To acknowledge ourselves as a hypocrite is not a joke. But actually it is the level of deep realization that we are looking into ourselves. Yes, bro. Yeah, second.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I have a similar question. You have explained some, I'm still one to ask again, is that you're explaining what a pakandi is, one who maybe outwardly showing some control, but inwardly a lot of desires. So my question, Maharaj, in that regard is that a bad thing to be a pakandi, or is it a stage that we all pass through at some stage or the other in our
life? Definitely. We have been all born by the blessings of Kali Yuga, by accidents. Who has come in our generation, and anybody came as planned Krishna conscious way? Kali Yuga is permeating in each and every aspect of religion even. The core of religion has been corrupted. So, we may understand, but it is too difficult for us to practice because we became complicatedly corrupted. So it is not simple. But nonetheless, we should not estimate the potency of the holy name to purify all this. So, we have hope. We are better off. And at least intelligently we should discriminate between the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada in the Parampara than the other literatures. We should not waste our time. Because Srila Prabhupada, out of the greatest mercy that he gave as it is, and expeditely. Can you understand within 11 years of span what an emergency must have been felt, and Krishna empowered him to do all these things? From nothing to everything? So, he is the most merciful incarnation of all the incarnations. Shakti-avesh. He carried that Krishna's potency through him. Yes, Prabhu.
There's an illustration of this sloka you just... That third chapter sloka that I don't think he minds, but Gunarnava, he told me he was, I think, president of Vrindavan that time, and he wanted to get married. So he went to Prabhupada because many people were telling him, don't get married, it's nonsense, maya. So he went to see Prabhupada and he told him, he said, I want to get married, but they're telling me it's maya, I'm falling down. And Prabhupada quoted this verse, mityachara su-ujite. He said, better you are married than he gave that sloka.
That's a good anecdote, yeah. How do you know?
Maharaj, it appears like, if you have given nice class, if it appears like we can reconcile also both ways, that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is vividly explained that mayavadam asat shastram prachanna buddha ucchate mayava vihita devi kalo brahmano murtina. In Kali Yuga, this kind of glow-worm type of atheistic people has to be there. It appears in order to intensify and separate the innocent from the atheistic diverting people, because also similar question rise in the beginning of Bhagavatam, where no anodesti kalim samrat saranga iva sarabhuk. Srila Bhakti, Gurgovinda Maharaj was asked that question, that why Kali was caught by King Parikshit, but why he didn't just kill him? Then all problem would be solved. So, but that sloka he quoted, he says, na anudhisti kalim samrat saranga eva saragu. When King Parikshit saw that in this Kali Yuga, this most important things, that the highest aspect of jiva's highest goal can be achieved with a little price, that other ages could not be obtained. Even if I was born in Satya Yuga, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives that the love of Godhead is like in a budding form in Satya Yuga. And in when the four Acharya came, even in the beginning, it's like a little bit opening. When Mahaprabhu came, it started blossoming. So even in Satya Yuga, if I was born, I would not get this love of God at Braja Prem that I will be getting now here. So Narottam Das Thakur, he composed his song, Pranamaha Kali Yuga Sarva Yuga Sar Jahavaitya Nama Sankirtana Prachar. And then he bowed down to Kali Yuga. He's glorifying Kali Yuga. Oh, I love Kali Yuga more than any other ages, because I'm getting the highest, which I could not get in other ages. So it seems like both requires the pasundi, atheistic, also the innocent devotee will be like progressing very fast by the unnecessary problem that will intensify. Otherwise, King Parikshit would have killed when he saw. So he says, saranga means the bee-like, every soul in Kali Yuga, devotee should be like a bee. not interested what kind of garden, what kind of plant, what kind, how many branches, fences. Just go and suck the honey and get out. So he did not kill Kali. He just left it to intensify the devotee's urgency.
But you see, there is also one factor that is very important, that the history recorded this evolution of pure Vaishnavism in a gradual manner. If you think Mayavadis are required, fine, but you are not supposed to be a Mayavadi. Isn't it?
Yes.
Ramanuja knocked off Mayavad. Alright? But still, it was not that he was defeated by others, but Jagannath's mercy or Krishna's mercy will be spread anyway, anyhow. But after establishing Vaishnavism of Vishishta Advaita, Madhvacharya came in. It's an evolution in the transcendental process. And he is a tattvavadi for pure dualism of eternity. He established theoretically, practically, engaged in pure worship. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to put up the crown on the evolution. In such a way, both philosophically by Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, that we understand this. You may say it is required, but actually they are not required. These are the effect of time immemorial. That is rotating. We don't have to be falsely compassionate on all these Mayavadis. Otherwise, where is the question of giving mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world? You have to take the risk. Bhajanandi may appreciate, yes, Mayavadis are also, after all, part and parcel of Krishna. But we are not supposed to listen to them. What to make them equate by, okay, you have right to exist, Prabhu, but you don't have right to interfere also in, don't meddle with us. So, we are conclusive oriented. Srila Prabhupada put up the conclusion of everything. And that is more appreciated. We are forbidden to even not only associate physically, but also forbidden to hear from such Mayavadis. So, I think to appreciate their existence, we do not have much time and efforts to be put into. Let them be there. Our movement is a conclusive movement.
Thank you, Maharaj. Question. Because I have a tendency not to apply. I read a lot and I learn a lot. So I know in my mind I have a lot of things, but I have an issue with applying those, like you mentioned. So I always, it's like, okay, I know I should do this. I know. Okay, I'm going to do it. Yes, I'm going to. So sometimes you get stuck in that area where, yes, mentally, and every time you see it, you are aware. And chanting does help, but sometimes it's even the chanting that it's, yes, I should chant, yes, but I'm tired, or okay, tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to chant this way. So any...
advice?
Advice? Suggestion?
You are in right place, Mother. Don't give up the association, all right, of the devotees. Don't become even so much desperate. Have full faith on the holy name and try to become introspective. The spection should not be only this, yes, I do and I don't. I understand, but I don't do. It's like hypocrisy. For how long can you remain in this unbalanced situation? So better go deep within your own heart rather than your own brain. Similarly, if you listen to your own chanting through the heart rather than here, or here and here, the difference will be observed. Kapil Dev is telling Devahuti, his mother, Satam prasangam mama birya sambhya bhavanti radhakarna rasayana katha. There is actual exchange of the mellows between ear and heart. Mellows of the glories of the holy name or the description of Krishna Leela. It should be between ear and the heart. Then and then required faith will be generated. Required means the faith will put you on the threshold of pure devotional service. Otherwise we simply believe, but we don't have a confirmation yet. Anarthas are there. Nishtha is not there yet. So like that, the bhavanti radhakarana rasayana katha tajyoshanavam apavargavartmani shraddha rati bhakti anukramashyati. The required faith, shraddha, has to be generated. Can we check our shraddha? It can be checked only by introspection, how much faith we have. Rati means attraction. We may have physical attraction, but there should be also attraction of our consciousness. Right? Then bhakti, that is unmotivated, uncontaminated, uninterrupted devotional service. That will be putting us on the threshold. But nonetheless, these are the stages we have to overcome. So progressive path is there. And it can be easily available through the bona fide spiritual master. He should guide us and we expect to rise above. Otherwise this is stagnancy, right? Sometimes you feel suffocated. Stagnancy. Naturally, a little water in a ditch, if it is not flowing, it will start stinking. Right? Any other question? Yes.
I was thinking when you said dwell on sense objects. The other verse that for those who are too much attracted to material opulence and sense gratification and bewildered by such things, then the resolute determination for devotional service doesn't
never arises.
So it seems like there's a special category for the sadhakas that we're not completely bewildered by the sense gratification. So because it comes by nature, we've learned how to tolerate it and not be disturbed by it, so we can have the determination.
It is not coming by nature itself. Because you desired, Krishna facilitated that you can have through nature.
But if we don't dwell on it, if you tolerate it, What about the 270, the incessant flow of desires that are entering?
What do we tolerate? Let it keep on coming? Or do we have our individuality to curb it also?
You say it happens overnight, one time, you think of it and that's it? It's gone?
No, forever. We should try often. Just like mind slips away because of our inattentiveness. But Krishna does not discourage us. Now, bring it back wherever it has slipped off from. So, this is the process. We have to bring it back. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Very nice class. So I think this verse will continue for the whole of Kali Yuga. After this 10,000 years, the glowworms would continue to light again, and it would get even prominent. But at least our business for now is to enlighten one another and help one another and get out of here. But after this 10,000 years, the forces of Kali would get stronger and stronger.
Do you want to wait for 10,000 years to finish and witness?
No.
Maharaj, in the fourth canto, Srila Prabhupada translate on this dynasty of Kali. Starts from the irreligion, falsity, the original children of Brahma, all the way to the Kali, then the hell and pain, and in the meantime, deception. The commentary also given on that dynasty. Prabhupada writes, anybody want to get out of the suffering, they should know this dynasty so they can get out of it. And the two disciples, Kali, how he influenced, he has a two disciples. One is called hypocrisy, another is duplicity.
Duplicity?
Yes.
Yes.
But Prabhupada is very merciful. He said anybody wants to get out of the suffering, they should know this dynasty of Kali.
It means they should know the tricks of Kali.
Yes.
Whatever Kali is trying to teach, you don't have to get educated. Let loose the thieves. They won't punish them because the punishers are themselves thieves. Why should they punish their fellow thieves? So, chor ko chode, sadh ko bande. One who is actually giving opposite instructions than these agents of Kali, they will make him responsible for, you know, such a reverse effect. Or you can't create opposition in the realm of Kali Yuga. It is a crime. Therefore, he says, sadhko bande. He punishes. He confines him, the sadhu. And somehow or another, they are partially religious, so they know, why should I, you know, punish the sadhu? But at least let him be confined. Muffle him. Tell him to shut up. All right? And just to show in hypocrisy, somebody else, pathik means the third party, wherever he is coming from, hang him. So they want to keep such balance. There's a lot of such things of political nature going on in India, parliament. The culprit is somebody, especially when the Muslims and the fanatic Muslims who try to create some disturbance by blasting the bomb and this and that. You never know who really did it and who is hanged. But they want to do somehow or another just to show that they have created a culprit. Here also during hunt of Osama bin Laden, how many have been just sacrificed? For one man, they have to sacrifice so many, even though they may not have participated. It's like that. This is Kali Yuga. How come we have to glorify such Kali Yuga? It's Balihari. Balihari means what? Anybody knows a similar synonym?
Courageous.
Eh?
Courageous.
Balihari. No. Vahare Kali Yuga Teri Balihari. Balihari means it's amazing, so much astonishing thing is there. Ascharya. Balihari means ascharya. That dukha lage or hansi. Even though we are being aggrieved, but we just laugh it out. We have to laugh it out. Because it's confusing. Kali Yuga has also his maya jal to confuse us. But he cannot do anything in front of the holy name. So, those who chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They are not only most intelligent, but most fortunate people. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.